entry into a world of thrills and suspense, a world that will twist your brain into a pretzel and leave you questioning exactly what you heard. Get ready to delve deep into the recesses of your brain, where time, space, logic, intelligence, cognition, comprehension dare not to tread. Be prepared to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, Journey into Dimension X.
Space Captain's Log, Captain Heston reporting. The great ship SS Dante has been on its 7th year of deep space probing, seeking new life and anything else that's out there in this vast, horrible, desolate galaxy. My intrepid crew of 2 and myself are so lonely, so very, very lonely. Captain Heston out. Well, boys, anything new on the scanner?
Sir, I'm picking up something that looks like a really just dark hole in the middle of space. It's surrounded by a bunch of stars, and they all kind of seem to be getting sucked into the hole. It's very scary. It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Well, Cadet Winky, you're gonna have to scan it harder. Scan as hard as you can.
I'm gonna scan as hard as I can, sir. I'm actually building up a sweat. I'm scanning so hard.
Yes, hey, Winky, are. Why don't you pick up something that's more a little more important, like my coffee, okay? Give me some.
Here's your coffee with extra cream and extra sugar. I use the special cream that I got from the bathroom that you like.
Oh, yeah. I hope you put a whole lot of cream in it.
All right, boys, enough frivolity. Let's take a look at this hole. I want to probe that hole as hard as we can. After all...
I heard that last night!
Let's not talk about that again. Space Command won't understand.
I didn't write it in my journal either.
I know, you're not supposed to be writing these things in your journal.
But I did put it in my Space Cadet log.
I don't think I want to be touching your Space Cadet log anytime soon. Now, Cadet Winky, take the ship and steer it towards that big black hole-ish thing.
Oh boy, this is gonna be fun! Roger, Dodger!
Oh my goodness. Oh, this distortion. The ship is shaking. It's shimmying.
Golly gee whiz. All the scales are off the charts.
And the charts are off the scales.
Speaking of your scales, your wife needs to get off the scales. You know what I mean, right? Am I right? Am I right? She's fat. Shut up.
I don't get it.
Oh my god, the ship. I think it's coming apart.
Whoa. I ate a lot of cookies once, and I felt really bloated afterwards.
My god, we're going in faster than the speed of sound.
What is that noise?
Oh, sorry. I ate a burrito the other day, and it's making its way through my digestion. Oh wait, that noise. I think it's us breaking through the speed of light.
What? My head is bending back to my toes!
What's that color of the head? It's a beautiful color. It's not like any I've ever seen. It's not blue or red or green or turquoise or...
Pretty sure it's brown.
Oh. I've never seen brown before. But,
well, there you go.
Okay then. So it's brown. Come into the giant brown hole.
That sounds familiar.
Boy, it's just like we're replaying last night all over again.
All right, pull yourselves together. It looks like we're coming back into normal space.
Hey, look, there's our planet right there.
How did we get turned around?
Is that Earth?
Earth, that's what you call it. Oh man, I couldn't tell you. It's the one that's blue and green and it's got white stuff swirling around
it. Yes, that's called Earth. Cadet Winky.
I earned my pilot's license with honors!
Yes, I've heard about your honors. Anyways, set course for...
So, sirs, I'm going to touch down. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overstep your command. I was just saying I'm going to go ahead and land now, if that's okay with you.
It's not okay with me. In fact, stepping over my commands is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Oh.
Now, I want you to set course for that planet and touch down.
Are you trying to get yourself court-martialed, Winky?
No, I don't want to be court-martialed. I have to go home sometime and face my mother, and she'd be really mad. I'm landing. I'm landing right now. So do I aim for the blue, the white, or the green?
The green, boy.
Okay. Aim for the green. Okay.
It'd be good to be back on that.
Alright, we're approaching light speed!
Slow down, you moron!
You idiot, that green you're aiming for is a golf course!
Oh my god!
Oh. Wow, nice braking, Winky. It was perfect. We're on the 8th hole, too.
Huh, I think we took care of that gopher problem.
Yeah, you did hit the retros a little hard, but it's okay, Winky. I don't think they'll give you a space paddle for that one.
But I might.
Aw, oh, man! I'll try harder next time.
Well, let's go out and get the hero's welcome we deserve.
What did we do, anyways?
We explored space and found there was no life. Come on, get with the program.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see anything up there.
All right.
Except for all those Martians on that one planet that tried to eat our souls.
Yes, those were a pesky little creature, weren't they?
I think what you mean was Mormons. Those were Mormons.
No, Martian Mormons. The worst kind.
Yeah, I tried to give them mine, but they wouldn't take it.
That's because yours has been taken.
Yeah, that's what they
Winky.
Said.
Winky, yes, you spoiled yours a long time ago. All right. Let's walk down the gangplank and just see what's going on out there. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Earth.
It's an alien!
What the heck is going on? Have we been invaded?
Oh, look, aliens coming down to the planet.
Bless
well,
him.
On behalf of my president, blah, 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 I'd like to say welcome. But I can't because he's right here playing golf with me. So, hey, Mr. President, why don't you say hi to these guys?
Welcome to Earth!
Oh, thank you.
But Earth belongs to us. The human race.
The human race? No, those guys, they live on the 15th planet of the Black system. Those guys are a bunch of bums, but you guys don't seem as bad as those guys.
Oh, that's why I failed my geography quiz. It was the 15th planet, not the 3rd. I'm so stupid.
Well, you know what they say, human stupid, human very stupid. But, you know, this is the way it is on this planet. But welcome anyway. We want to teach you the ways of the Earth people.
Okay. Tell me how to be an Earthling, then, because I thought I had it down pretty pat, you know? I ate lunch, and I studied hard, and I went in my room at night and dreamt about...
Well...
Anyways, I thought I'd had it down pretty well.
Now, hold on a second. There's only one type of Earthling, and that's us. I don't know what these people's games is, where they took over our planet, or whatever they did.
Sir.
Yes.
The ship's completely torn apart. They're tearing it apart. They're using the metal off the ship for scrap.
Woohoo! Boy, I can get myself some hamburgers, some cheeseburgers, and a new set of overalls with all of this scrap metal. Boy, thank you, God! Man, it's like Christmas comes to life.
Save some of that scrap metal for my new house, boys.
Yeah. Hand me over the proper piping for the toilets.
Oh. Save some scrap metal for me! I didn't know that was valuable! Okay, thank you!
Hold on a second. What the hell is going on here? We're here, Earthlings on our own planet, taken over by hideous, horrifying aliens. Aliens that look like blobs of jelly with eyeballs floating in them, with antenna and arms and legs, and other arms and other legs.
Well, that's funny. I was gonna say the same thing about you. You know, you're making me really hungry for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now.
You know, these guys do kind of look like a bit of a snack food. Maybe we should chew on one of them and see what it's like.
Oh, no, me first! Me first! Oh,
hold
man.
On.
Yeah,
only
here,
one
here's my arm. Here's
no,
my arm.
No,
try
no.
it out. I do it every night. It tastes delicious.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to lick that arm.
Thank you.
Hey, man, we should get the barbecue going. These humans seem kind of like a tasty treat.
It's salty, isn't it?
They seem like they know how to party.
Winky. Blotto. Run! We have to run! These people are after us!
Alright, let's go! I'm running!
Keep running! Don't forget to get extra sweaty while we're doing it.
Oh, boy! I'm getting just as sweaty as you ordered, sir!
Come back here, you Earth delicacies! Oh, they're gone.
Come back! I want to lick the rest of your body!
They just wanted a taste.
Well, Mr. President, what are we going to do about these invaders from another planet on ours?
Well, I think we should do about the most reasonable thing any Earthling would do when we get invaded.
Yes?
Nuke the crap out of them.
Good idea. I'll call up the army and see if we can get the nuclear arms to target the golf course. I don't think they can move too fast. One of those is kind of fat-looking. Yeah? I think he's going to get about a mile in him before he's going to have to sit down. You know how it is with those guys.
All I know is one thing. Bring me back the little one. I want to make the rest of him.
Yes, Your Immenseness, I will have him there for you. Summon the giant cavalry army. The red walruses.
Yeah, did you call the cavalry, walrus riding army?
Yeah, there's a bunch of, aliens on the planet.
Yeah.
You need to hunt them down and bring them to us. You can kill the other two, but bring the little one. Apparently the president has a bit of a taste for one of them.
I want to lick him.
Walruses, oh!
Captain's log. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12. I can't count anymore.
That's the password to my journal!
Yes, I know.
Oh.
Shut up, Winky. I'm trying to be dramatic here.
Oh.
Winky, give me that stick! Give me back that stick!
I can't! It's attached to my body!
I want the stick!
Oh, it hurts!
I need
stop
it to make
it.
This
ow,
fire!
It's stretching! Ow!
Give me the just hold on. Hold on. Stay right there. I just gotta rub these two sticks together. I gotta make
stop
fire!
Rubbing your sticks together.
We never make fires this way.
Now, back to my journal entry. We've been on the run from the alien horde for about 15 minutes. I don't know how much longer we can take it. We're really sweaty. We're really tired. The sun's still out, but yet they're trying to make a fire in camp. We figure we're far enough away from them. Though, the sounds of walruses ring through our ears. It's terrifying, and yet, somewhat erotic. Captain Heston.
What's that word?
There we go. Got the fire started. And man, is it setting the mood.
I was burning up. I'm so glad you finally got that fire started. I thought I was going to die of heat exhaustion.
That's one Jim Dandy fire. Good work, Sergeant Blotto.
Well, golly gee whiz, Captain. Thank you.
What are we going to cook on?
Well, let's see. Let me look in my knapsack. I have Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, beef jerky, and crushed bananas.
Mm. Well... that's not going to do. See those twigs over there? Start cooking those. We'll eat them.
What do those taste? Okay.
They've got less wood in them than the other foods you just talked about.
Okay. I'll go ahead and cook these twigs here.
Good work.
Boy, we're really roughing it out here, you guys.
Yes. You like it rough, don't you, Winky?
Kind of. But why are we camping outside of McDonald's? Why can't we just go in there and grab some food?
Well, the reason for that is the aliens inside might attack us, because we're different.
I'm so hungry, and look, Big Macs are on sale.
All right, here's 25 quattroons. Go and buy a Big Mac.
Wow, you even got their currency in the short amount of time we were here. Okay.
That's what happens when you mug one.
Oh. Wait a minute. Do you hear that?
No, what?
It sounds like the sound of 1,000 walruses raining down on us.
It does, doesn't it?
I've never heard that sound before, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I have.
You have?
Yep.
All right. Ignore the walruses. As long as we're hidden behind this dumpster, they'll never find us. Now...
wait, did you say you needed to take a dump, sir?
No, I said dumpster. But now that you mention it... Winky, while you're buying that sandwich, I'm going to use their bathroom. After all, if one of us is buying something, they're not going to kick us out, are they?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can use it. I'll go ahead and step on in here and... go up to the counter clerk here.
Hello.
See.
I'll stay out here and stand
hello,
guard.
Hello, welcome to Naked Google Worlds. What would you like to eat? Would you like a McWalrus or a McPenguin?
Oh, I thought it was plenty of Big Mac. I think I'll have, what's on a McPenguin?
Mostly meat that comes from flamingo and a touch of a walrus juice on the top.
Oh, that sounds... edible. I think I'm gonna...
not really, but we serve it anyway, because people will buy anything as long as the big M is there in front of the restaurant.
Oh, you're sure right. Okay, well, I've got...
ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Wow, you guys know everything. I've got, like, 25 comquats, or whatever your currency is. How many will that buy me?
Oh, the comquats? If you had quatloos, you could have had about a dozen or so. With the comquats, you could have maybe a comquat.
That's what they were. That's why I shouldn't have thrown those in the sewer when I was walking in.
So you have no money.
I didn't say that. I've got fresh dollar bills. You know what those
dollar
are?
Dollar bills?
Yeah. You can. You
what
can
is just... this with this ugly person on the green paper?
That's the Queen of England.
My goodness. Why does she have a wooden teeth and a powdered wig?
Oh, that's because... I don't know.
good enough for me. No, I'm going to have to call the police on this, because this is a very strange job. We don't actually take foreign currency, and this is the most foreign currency I've ever seen, man. Hold on a second, as I call the president in to take a look at this. Hey, Mr. President, come over here.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, my.
Oh, it's you.
It's you.
That is the most strangest bathroom I've ever used. I had to use the corner because I couldn't figure out how
you,
to drink it.
You, and you.
We're not going to order any food here. We got to run. We got to get out of here right
here.
Now.
Quick.
I want to lick you.
Get out of here.
Get
run.
Out of here. Salt.
Keep running.
What's going on?
We're being attacked by their president again.
Oh,
keep running.
How did he get here so quickly?
I want to know how he beat out the 1,000 walruses. Those are some slow cavalry.
They're still on top of the hill. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I can hear the trumpet calls. The walruses are coming.
I knew we should run to the burger thing.
While you guys were in there, I found plans for a spaceship up there.
Great. Here, let me take a look at this. All right. Wood. Sticks. String. Rubber bands. This is the most advanced spaceship I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and I think it won't break apart during re-entry like our others did.
I don't know how they took over the Earth, and I don't care why. All I know is we've got to get off this planet. Sergeant Blood.
What?
I want you to gather up all the sticks and popsicle sticks and pipe cleaners you can get.
Yes.
Private Winky.
Yes, sir!
Get the rubber bands, string, yarn, and silly string.
Hey, rubber bands, string, and silly string. I'm gonna go find it right now!
Don't forget the yarn.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'm gonna go see if I can find a store. Oh, I'm gonna make Captain Heston so proud of me. Okay, let's see.
Hello, welcome to the store.
Hi, okay. I need some things to make a spaceship. Okay, hold on, let me look at my list. Okay.
All right.
I need 2 cups of sugar, a loaf of bread, a tub of butter, and some string cheese. Oh man, this is gonna be the best spaceship ever.
String cheese?
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's cheesy, you peel and you eat. It's gonna be great.
Wait a minute.
This is the weirdest spaceship I've ever seen.
String cheese. The only person that's ever made string cheese on this planet was the evil one, Beelzebub.
Oh.
You're the devil's disciple.
Well, he makes some pretty good food.
Mr. President,
oh,
come here.
God, he's everywhere.
What's going on?
Oh, no, not again.
This guy wants string cheese.
Why did I ever let
him
eat?
I want to string his cheese. Get over here, boy. Let me lick you.
Oh, God, I feel so dirty. I feel so violated. I've got to go build a spaceship now. I'll
get your filthy
later.
Tongue off that boy.
Huh?
That's it. I didn't want to do this until now, but I'm going to take out my ray gun of death. My Ronald ray gun of death. I'm gonna aim it at your head, pull the trigger, and... Okay, that didn't work so well. Let me try that again.
It tickled my fancy, though.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me take out my other ray gun. The one filled with bullets. Take this, you slimy alien scumbum.
Why?
Because you're assaulting my cadet.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to ruin your weird alien love.
Oh!
Captain, do we have the parts?
Yeah, I just bought them! Here you go!
Wait, milk? Butter? I asked for string and elastics.
Oh.
What the hell's wrong with
you? Oh, I wrote it down on...
Why'd I even bother to save you?
Oh, I tried so hard.
Alright, go back into the store and ask for the following.
Okay.
Write this down. You got a pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay, ready.
No. Okay,
are you ready?
Yes.
No. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Rubber bands. String. Yarn. Silly string.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, repeat the list.
Okay, rubber bands, yarn, and silly string. Okay.
Good. Now go do your job, cadet.
Okay. Sales clerk, I need equipment to make a space shuttle.
Space shuttle. You know, that's kind of restricted.
Oh,
I don't know. What are you looking for specifically?
To make a car that flies into space.
Oh, that's different. And I guess you want some rubber bands, some string, yarn,
and
some string.
Let me see what it's actually asking for. Glitter, Elmer's glue.
Okay.
And Mars chocolates.
Hold on a second. That's not for a car. You're trying to make a moped, aren't you?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Just give me string and silly putty. Or, yeah.
All right, here you go.
Okay, I'm going to take this off now.
Remember, there, I thought you were making a moped. This yeah, looks like they're making a mute for their nuclear device. Yeah. All right, then.
I would never think of it.
Silly mistake. No problem there. Here you go, Governor.
Oh, God. All right, Captain Heston, I got your stuff.
All right, see what you've got here. Silly putty and string.
Yep.
God. You're the stupidest person I know next to myself.
Home in no time.
Captain, do we have the parts yet?
Well, we're going to have to make do with what we have. Those walruses are almost down at the bottom of the hill. We're going to have to work fast. We've only got 24 hours before they make it here.
Oh, my God. What do you think I am?
All I want you to do is start putting the rubber bands onto those pieces of popsicle sticks, string the rest of it together, use the silly putty as some sort of glue. But before you do that, grab a couple of the newspapers and take the comic books. We can make some nice designs we can put on the inside of the ship with those.
Oh, they're so funny. Beetle Bailey is my favorite.
I'm partial to Family Circus myself.
Hey! You guys! Down there at the bottom of the hill! I've got my Walrus Army up here, and it's only a matter of 24 hours before they make it down there and tear you limb from limb.
Go stuff a Walrus up the wazoo, buddy.
You better start running. Captain, I don't know if I can make the ship in time.
Well, you better, buddy, because if we don't, we're gonna have the Walruses all over our wazoo. I don't know about you. The idea of a walrus in my wazoo doesn't appeal to me this time.
Captain, that gave me an idea. I need more string. I need to use your hair from your wazoo.
Well, normally I'd say, what the hell is your problem? But considering we are about to be attacked by a cavalry of 1,000 walruses from a strange, alien world with squishy people that want to kill us, and a president who can be anywhere he wants to be. In fact, there he is right now.
I'm a little bit dead. Lick me.
You did enough. Take that.
Oh, all I wanted was a lick.
23 hours and 45 minutes. You're gonna be dead. I can almost see him from here.
22 hours later.
Well, it's been 22 hours. What have you got for me, Bardo?
Well, I've got...
Wow. I can actually see their clothing.
We're getting
now.
Closer.
Oh my god. Soon, you guys, your walruses are going to feast on victory. Each one of their bodies will go to each one of you 1,000 walruses, and we will sing our praises on the mountaintops. You stupid aliens are going
to... I'm almost done, sir.
I'm going to turn your bones into a quilt and use it on top of my walrus.
Blood, you're going to have to work a lot faster than that. I don't want to be any man's quilt.
I just have to finish the tip, sir.
My god, look how huge and phallic that thing is. It's a perfect American rocket. Good job, Lotto. What's the last piece we need to get this thing out of here?
21 hours and 55 minutes! You guys better start praying to God.
All we need is a cadet stupid enough to be taped onto the front of it, and then I think I'll have enough, you know, to make the ship work.
Okay. As the only guy that's close enough to an engineer who's not actually an engineer, I guess that makes sense. Cadet, tie yourself to the nose of the rocket.
Oh, boy, I would love to. This is great. Oh, can I ride on this thing the whole way back?
I suppose so.
Oh, man.
Blotto,
this is going to be
what's
so
powering
much fun.
This ship?
Jeez whiz.
Jeez whiz.
Yes.
21 hours and 50 minutes! Oh my god, I've got a recipe for disaster, and the contents are you.
It's a combination of Havarti and my urine.
Okay, I'm on the spaceship now, you guys!
And that's
I'm
supposed to propel the rocket.
Let's launch this sucker!
It's a new fuel source. I'm taking down ExxonMobil once we get back to real Earth.
I'm applying the tape.
Okay, then. Good work, Cadet Winky. Blood open.
Yeah, what's up?
For a second. You have no friggin' idea what you're really doing, do you?
Well, no. No, I don't. I thought that was painfully obvious by, you know, the first 5 minutes of our trip.
So for 21 hours, we've been putting together this popsicle monstrosity, and it's not even gonna get off the ground.
No, actually, I'm a stowaway. I'm really just a hobo. I'm surprised you didn't notice this by now. I mean, with all the facial hair, the ratty clothes, and the stick with the pouch at the end.
And the fact that you cooked beans on open fire in the middle of the ship most of the time should have given it away, too.
Yeah, you know, I do tend to do this a lot. I jump from spaceship to spaceship, so I don't know what's wrong with your eyes.
I'm duct taping my eyes so I can't see what happens when I'm in space.
Cadet Winky, you might want to come down here for a second.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, God. Well, on the bright side of things, when the walruses attack, they have something to slow them down.
21 even more. Hours and 30 minutes! Oh, my God. Have you guys called your mothers yet? Because if you don't, you're running out of time.
Okay, Blotto. We need to come up with Plan B. And luckily, we've got about 2.5 hours to do it.
Plan B? This was my Plan X. You don't even want to know what Plan B was.
I think I do now. We're desperate. What's Plan B?
It's a catapult.
Catapults. You know, that's crazy enough to work. I want you to build that catapult. What do you need?
More hair.
21 hours! You boys better start praying.
You're getting what's left of the hair on my body. But you better come through. Because you're not just going to be a hobo pretending to be a space pilot, pretending to be an engineer. You're going to be a dead hobo pretending to be a space pilot, pretending to be an engineer. You got me, mister?
I'm reading you loud and clear, except for the fact that my hearing's gone, mostly.
You alcoholic bum. Start tearing the hair out now.
Wait! What if our walruses has our head killed and set us back to it?
Yeah.
You guys have an extra time to pray, call your moms, eat, whatever you want to do. We'll get that hair.
Yes, I need more.
Smell them! We're so close, I can smell them! Oh.
They're 20 meters away. They'll be here for another half hour. Is the catapult ready?
Catapult's almost ready. There's just one little bit more hair that I need.
I have nothing left to give.
Your eyelashes.
Took those an hour ago. The only thing we have is the one chest hair on Winky.
I have chest hair?
You're our savior!
I'm a man! Oh, my mom will be so proud of me. Oh, I'm gonna take this home and show her, and she's gonna say, oh, look at my little man.
He plucked your hair, Winky. What? You're no longer a man. Now get back down here. You're the first person to be using the catapult.
Oh, okay. That makes it all better.
Might as well test it out on the loser of the group. If it fails, we can run away.
What is that in the distance? Is that catapult I can barely see? No matter, walrus is attack the catapult-looking thing.
Ah, hey, you know, that means we're going to have to change course to attack the catapult. It's going to put us off by about 15 or 20 minutes, you know.
Do it.
Okay. Guys, turn left about 5 degrees. Let's go.
They're turning left about 5 degrees. We don't have much time left. Maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes.
We just need to test it, and then it should be ready.
I'm already inside, you guys. I can't wait.
Fire the cat.
All right, and I'm going to pull the string right now.
He's going up. Look, he's going up. He's coming back down. He's coming back down, and... he just landed 5 feet in front of us.
Well...
boy, guys, that was fun! That was the best idea we've had yet!
I guess your trajectory could have been off a little. I
You don't know how to design a catapult either, do you?
I'm a hobo, not a doctor!
The hell was I thinking?
Smell that, walruses! That's the smell of alien. That's a rare delicacy around here. Charge forward! At this rate, we'll be there in 30 minutes.
Walruses, paw!
What are you doing?
I'm trying to make him charge a little bit faster.
Oh, okay. I thought you said halt.
No, I said halt.
Well, all the walruses have stopped. That set us back another 20 minutes. Alright, you stupid aliens. We'll be there in 50 minutes. Correction, don't move.
I'm sorry, man. I thought they were going to go it's with fine. The whole thing. I pointed forward, but I pulled back on the rein and... I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so sorry. I'm such a mess in the back of my head, you know?
As long as these idiots stay in the same place like they have been for the last 23 hours, we'll be fine.
Okay, well, you know, seeing as we've just gotten to the McDonald's, let's go get some food while the walruses are starting
up
again.
Yeah, what do you want?
The walrus burger.
That's my favorite.
Oh my gosh, look! When I said that, they started heading off at a much faster pace. I've never seen walruses move that fast away from us.
At that rate, they'll be there in 25 minutes. Eat the stupid aliens, so I'm gonna go get inside and get a burger.
So, I'm completely out of ideas. I really have no idea what to do.
We might as well just sit here and wait for the walruses to attack.
You think we could ask the walruses to stop?
Well, it'd require me to walk all that way. It is a good 2-minute walk.
I'll do it! Hey, walruses! How how about you guys stop and, you know, not eat us? Because we're pretty cool guys once you get to know us. I really like collecting stamps and baseball cards and... What are you doing? Did you buy your dad? Oh, my God.
Well, it seems Cadet Winky's biggest foible is the fact that he's so tasty. All I know is this. I'm not going to fight anymore. Humanity is dead. Everything we know is dead. Let the walruses come and eat us. But know this. When they do start chewing on me, I'm going to give them the biggest case of indigestion they've ever known. Probably some bad diarrhea. Because I ate Mexican before we landed. Blotto, any last words before we're eaten in the next 25 minutes?
Actually, that's going to be 50 minutes. They had to stop and they're all kind of getting a nibble on that stupid nerd kid you had there.
You are really making this death scene go on a little too long. Screw this. I'm walking. I've had enough of this. One day, we will find a spaceship and we'll get off this godforsaken planet. But for now, we must wander. And always keep ahead, about 20 to 25 minutes ahead of the walruses. Which means we can stop for like a day and a half.
Walruses don't sleep.
Yeah, but we'll be having a chance to, because they're so damn slow. Come, Blotto. You may be a dirty, smelly old hobo, but you're all I have left of humanity. One day we'll get off this planet. I swear. We'll get off this planet.
Sounds good to me.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.